Let's go to finance, and the Reserve Bank has cut official interest rates by a quarter of a percent.
Economist Saul Eslake has told us on News Breakfast the flagging mining boom and a high Australian dollar make more rate cuts very likely.
There might well be another rate cut before the end of this year, and possibly one in 2013 as well, because the Reserve Bank is not only more concerned about the international outlook, and that was the primary reason why they cut rates yesterday, but they're also foreshadowing that they're becoming more concerned about the outlook for the domestic economy. And that's partly because, as you said, they can see the resources boom peaking earlier and at a lower level than they had previously thought.
Saul Eslake there. Let's go to the markets. The Dow Jones lost 33 points overnight. The Nasdaq finished up 7. The S&P 500 was steady. And across in London, the FTSE shed 11 points. To commodity markets, West Texas crude is trading at $92 a barrel. Tapas crude's at $116 a barrel. And gold is at $1,773 an ounce. The Australian dollar has shed some ground after that rate cut. It's buying 103 US cents. It's also picking up 79 euro cents at 64 pence sterling.